Good afternoon for WVAS News. I'm Melanie Hogan. The final day of the 2012 regular session is set for this Wednesday, and legislators have plenty to do. For starters, the two budgets, a bill to raise court fees, and legislation that would make changes to the immigration law, await consideration. Lawmakers also plan to almost immediately convene a special session to redraw legislative district lines. Democratic State Senator Quentin Ross of Montgomery said a proposed legislative map released last week unfairly hinders Democratic representation.
When you move people a street over out of their district, when you put incumbents back to back, you truly are trying to advance a political agenda rather than one of fairness and meeting constitutional United States constitutional muster in terms of voting rights. So, I think it, you know, when you look at what has happened in some areas, I think it's, you know, egregious. I think it's intentional.
Republican Representative Jim McClendon, co-chair of the Committee on Reapportionment, disagrees with the claim that the proposed redistricting map targets Democrats. A new president has been selected to lead Alabama State University. On Friday, the ASU Board of Trustees picked Dr. Joseph Silver of Clark Atlanta University. Silver will succeed Dr. William H. Harris, whose last day is July 31st.
All I say is that when he comes, if there's anything, any way that I can be of help to support where he wants to go, I will pledge to do that. If the best thing for me to do is to stay thousands of miles away, I'll do that as well. All I wish is that it's clear that everybody understands that the progress we've made is not has not been completed. There's lots to be done, and we've just got to make sure that we have a vision. It doesn't have to be mine. It can be tinkered and done with as the new president pleases.
Dr. Harris said he and his wife plan to return to Hilton Head, South Carolina. A Madison County judge has indefinitely delayed the trial of a 16-year-old boy charged in a fatal shooting at his middle school. A judge issued a one-sentence order Friday postponing the case of Hamid Mimun, whose lawyer requested the postponement. Florida A&M University is suspending its famed marching band for at least one more school year. The school is trying to rid the Marching 100 of a hazing culture that led to the death of a drum major. FAMU President James Ammons said the band should stay off the field at least until a new band director is hired and new rules have been adopted. 11 FAMU band members face felony charges in the November hazing death of Robert Champion, while two others face misdemeanor counts. In other news, a movie about baseball groundbreaker Jackie Robinson is filming in Birmingham this week. Crews will be at the downtown Tutwiler Hotel today to film scenes for the film 42, and they will move to the city's Rickwood Field Baseball Park tomorrow. Expect partly cloudy skies this afternoon with a 20% chance of thunderstorms and your highs around 80 degrees. Tonight, mostly cloudy with your lows in the lower 60s. Tuesday, partly cloudy skies, a 20% chance of rain showers in the afternoon with your highs in the lower 80s. On your Tuesday night, mostly cloudy skies and your lows in the lower 60s. And looking ahead to your Wednesday, expect a 20% chance of rain, partly cloudy skies, and your highs in the lower 80s. You are listening to WVAS at Alabama State University. For more news, weather, and information 24 hours a day, log on to WVASFM.org and add us as a friend at facebook.com/WVASFM. I'm Melanie Hogan, WVAS News.